I know it's been a long, long time since we've done a special call just for Inner Circle members, and it's because I have a new Inner Circle member benefit that we're going to talk about tonight that you've already paid for. It's yours, and I'm footing the bill for it, but I'm really excited because even though all of the successful students that we have, and we have a tremendous amount of successful students, there's some people that maybe life just gets in the way, and maybe they're struggling trying to stay on track and things like that, or take their business to the next level. I've got a personal coach of mine that I've known and worked with off and on for years, and I'm really excited to bring him on tonight and introduce him to you guys. And I'm going to share with you guys a little bit later in the call how you're going to be able to work with him as well. So I want to welcome my good longtime friend, world-renowned business coach extraordinaire, Turk Akbay. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Larry. Good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, man. It's great to hear your voice. Do you know, Turk, the very first time you and I did a teleconference like this, what was it, like 14 years ago?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. It's been 13, 14 years.
Yeah, I think it was 2004, the first part of 2004. So, yeah, 13 years ago. That's the first time you and I did a teleconference like this, and here we are, still friends, still doing some stuff together, and rocking and rolling. I'm pumped.
While you were doing your, talking to people, and I was getting jazzed, I was like, whoa, it's like 13, 14 years later. It's still just, like fired up. It's so good. I love it.
It's awesome. So, Turk, I want you to start out and tell. Now, the people on this call are just my Inner Circle students. These are high-level people. They pay a lot of money to get close to me, to learn exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, to have access to me, for me to personally help them and work with them. And so, I sent this email out to all of our Inner Circle students, whether they're recent or in the past. So I want you to start out and tell our Inner Circle students a little bit about Turk Akbay. Who is Turk Akbay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I know you're on mute, but I can feel the love. It's all good. My name is Turk Akbay. As Larry said, I'm a coach, consultant, speaker, teacher, and an uplifter. And I'm also a disruptor. So one of the things that I'm really driven, what gets my juices flowing in the morning, is helping people realize their own potential and take actions for it. I come from a really, really crazy people, so it took me years. At least I've been in self-help industry for 25 years, maybe longer. I started trying to heal myself. In that process, I developed some techniques and things to help other people. I've done consulting work, as Larry said. In fact, that's how we met. I'm sure we may get into the details as we progress. I work with entrepreneurs, investors, and people who don't want to work for others necessarily, people who want to take charge of their own life and be themselves. Now, I try not to give the answers, but I help my clients find their own answers so they can have aha moments, because I'm sure you already know this, words don't teach, life experience does. The accent that some of you may be detecting is not the California accent. I'm Turkish. That's where the name Turk comes from. I moved to U.S. when I was 17 years old. I spoke no English. If you Google me, and some of you will, and some of you may already have been, I came 17 when I was 17 years old with $200 in my pocket, phone number, and a bag full of whatever I could fill into it. And then I've been immersed in here. And then I learn first your ways and then kind of figure out how the human potential works and then go from there. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've had my I've started different companies. I currently own and manage four different companies. How I met Larry is between two of my companies where, I was between jobs because I bankrupted the company that I was creating at the time. And I figured real estate would be a good business to get into because it is. So that's how I met Larry. And, you know, when we met Larry about 13, 14 years ago, I guess he was buying and selling homes. I said, hey, I can help you reach your goals if you help me reach my goals. And then it kind of worked.
Awesome.
That's my story.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So I remember not too long ago at our last 3-day event in Charlotte, you shared with people a little bit about how you and I met and kind of how we started doing business together. Share a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, of course. That's actually a really good story, and I knew you haven't heard that story before, but I have been sharing that story in other places where I've done public speaking. So, the between the companies that I was telling you, I invented what is now known as Yelp, the red company that you look for restaurants in different places.
Yeah, Yelp, Y-E-L-P.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, I invented it before iPhone was invented. And so, of course, there was no market for it. So that was a 2-year project for me, and I literally ran out of money. So it was on the 6th of a month. It was in, you know, either January or November, one of those winter ones. But North Carolina, you know, we get those nice sunny days. So it's the 6th of the month. I haven't paid my rent, and I have no money. And when I say no money, I don't mean like no money. I literally had no money. I had a can of refried beans. I don't think I even had ramen. I was that broke. I called my landlord. I said, Laura, I am so sorry, but I do not have the rent this month. You don't have to evict me, because if I can't pay you the rent by next month, I'm just going to leave. I want you to know that I will pay you this $400 when I have it. I just don't have it today. But I'm good for it, and like I said, if I can't make it, I will pay you in the future when I have the money, because I don't like to owe people anything. And they were generous. They said, thank you very much, Turk, and of course, we do need this money from the rent, so we understand that you don't have the money, but please let us, you know, have the place so we can make our own money, vacate, don't make us evict you. So it's one of those turning points in one's life, right? And, of course, as I said earlier, I have nobody, right? So my family lives overseas, and there's like a small family. You know, it's just the people that I met here. You know where to turn. I've been here before. I've been in these situations before, but never like this, where I was literally 24 days from being homeless. Now, I've been always a reader. I've always studied people, and I'm essentially interested in people who started with nothing, as I am, and then made something. So, you know, if your dad lent you $1 million and then you become a millionaire, I don't personally value that as important as if you make your own $1 million. So, you know, my teachers, the people that I admire, you know, Brian Tracy's, Robert Kiyosaki's, Tony Robbins, all these people that I've studied and I've been, you know, gorging myself in their information, have all talked about this one time where they left everything, but they had to take another step. You know, if you read any of the books, they always tell you. Brian Tracy was a dishwasher. Robert Kiyosaki talks about that they didn't have any money. And, you know, they had like lost $7 and they bought Kentucky Fried Chicken, blah, 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 blah. So I recognized it was this moment for me. And I had this clear, you know, clarifying moment. And it was a nice sunny day. You know, I look up to the big guy, big girl, whatever you guys call it, you know. I said, man, I am 24 days from being homeless. I got nothing. Nothing. Nowhere to turn. No job thing is happening. If there is something to happen, it needs to happen today. Like, I don't have another year. I have another 24 days. And I also remember, you know, these people, when they were on that spot in their life, they could have retreated. That's the easy, smart way. But they didn't. You know, they always talk about, you know what, it was just like a one more step, one more go. Tony Robbins talked about being a stone cutter. You keep hacking the stone. You just don't know when it's going to break, but you do one strike and it just opens. So I felt like I was there. And they always talk about having faith and moving forward, one. And second, they say they always volunteered for someone. So even when they needed money, they said, you know, they worked for someone for free who had some of the knowledge that they were looking for.
Right.
Well, if you're an inner circle, then you do know you can make money in real estate. And you don't always have to, you don't always need money to get into the real estate. I happened to be in one of those RIA meetings in Metrolina here in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I lived at the time. And there was a speaker named Larry Goins with a lady named Wendy, and they were talking about how you can get into the real estate with no money down, no job, no skills, no brain power, and all that. So, you know, I checked them out at the time. And again, you know, we're looking about 14 years ago. So, you know, of course, Larry has not been living the same day for 14 years either. So you want to kind of have a little bit time travel. He had a really sucky website. If you remember, I ruined my website business, not because I sucked at it. I just was too soon for technology. So I said, hey, I have a skill set that could benefit this real estate guy, and I can learn the real estate. It's going to be easy. How hard can it be? So I called him up. I said, Larry, you don't know me. I was in one of the meetings yesterday, and I'm a web designer. You have a really sucky website. I can help you.
That's too funny. But true.
And, yeah. It's funny because it's true. And Larry said, sure, come on in. I'll listen to you. I'll give you an hour. So I went to his office. You know, we started talking. You all already know Larry, that he asks good questions. And when you ask good questions, you find good answers. So my background, before I was an entrepreneur, I'm a people trainer. I've done consulting work, and I'm a systems guy. I help companies and people put in systems. And now, of course, I didn't want to offer this to Larry, right? To me, I felt like that was too much of a information. I said, let me get in there, do the website, and get out. Larry, being a great negotiator, he actually started digging. Hey, what else can I work this guy for? And before you know it, like,
easy,
you know,
now. You make me sound pretty bad.
No. This is business, baby. It's all good. I love it. So by the time we had lunch, Larry actually was able to figure out a lot more things that I could offer to you. And he said, hey, why don't you do this? Can you help me organize it? I really want to become a speaker. I want to organize. I want to put systems in place. And before you know it, we started working. And this is long time ago. I mean, we did phones, develop all the training and different things like that. It's been really enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. It was always good. And, you know, and that's how we started, Larry.
Exactly. And then before long, you were coaching and mentoring me and my whole team in the office.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. One of the things, Turk, that I love about you is you ask tough questions. You know, you said something the other day about what was that you said about what if? Talk about that.
Oh, you mean the question of what if?
Yeah.
Right. So it's all about it's all about mindset, right?
Right.
So you already know, and I'm assuming your audience already know too, right? You don't, you know, other people cannot do anything for you. They can assist you, but they can't do anything for you. Everything in world, everything that comes to a human being, right, is all direct measure of their own efforts. But we can never become more than who we are. So it's about internal dialogue. It's about the conversation that we do. It's not like what we show to other people. It's the thing that's going on internally. Because there are a lot of rich people who are, you know, morally bankrupt and they're not happy, right? There are comedians that make us laugh and then they kill themselves, right? So no one knows what's on the inside and what's on the outside.
Right.
So one of the things that I learned from, you know, my experience is by switching the questions, I come up with different answers. So if I'm looking for a new project, if I'm looking for something that I go, oh, I really don't know what to do, and that usually is the case. And I go, well, what if I did know what to do? Or what if I could get help? So as soon as I change my question from can't, want, or whatever to what if, now my brain works in a different way. It finds different answers, right? Because really, the brain is such a sophisticated instrument. Even brain surgeons who spend their entire lives studying it are clueless on how it works and what it does. So
exactly.
By triggering these things, so, you know, changing my questions to what if, and then it immediately, now it, sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it does make things a little bit easier in the long run. It helps you find the answers.
Absolutely. I love it. Just by asking what if on everything, question everything, right?
Everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Turk, you and I have had many, many conversations over the years. And so tell me, why do you think most people fail at whatever it is they're doing? I mean, there's people out there who will get to a certain level, you know, and maybe they're considered successful, but they'll get to a certain level and they just can't break through that next level. Or maybe they just, that life happens, life gets in the way, and they just can't get started in a new venture, or maybe they've tried a lot of things. Why do you think, you know, do you have like a short list, or, you know, and I kind of know what you're going to say, but, you know, but tell people why most people fail.
So a variety of different things impact people, but the first and foremost is usually the programming. Now, I don't want to get into the too much of the details of this thought process, but we are, you know, I've studied human development for a long time, just to kind of put things. Some of the people that I coach, you know, worth $20 million, some of the athletes, you know, my clients usually want massive results, and oftentimes they are actually what many people would consider successful. You know what I mean? From an outside.
Right.
But it's not about that. So it is, I think, one of the reasons, one of the number one reasons of people not really reaching their goal is they don't really set worthy goals. And so the thing that doesn't pull them. So they go, sometimes they go through the motions and they give up, right? So if you have a really good reason, calling, that's calling you.
A why, right? Basically. I call it a why.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. You have to have a good why, right? And that changes all the time. Like, sometimes what happens, like, so when I was poor, right, I was like, oh, man, if I'm only making $10,000 a month, all my problems will go away, right? I mean, that's a nice number.
Right.
Man, like, if I make 10 grand a month now, I'm pooping bricks. I'm thinking I'm going broke. So it's not the money, it's that internal hunger or it's internal desire for more. Right? So
exactly.
The way that I think about it is, like, if I get up in the morning, you know, we don't know tomorrow, right? But if I get up in the morning, that I know this for sure. There are no spare parts in the universe. And I don't care if you're religious. I don't care if you're esoteric, if you're atheist. It makes no difference. If you have plans for tomorrow, you have faith. And so for me, the idea is, if I have a thought, if I can be something, if I can be more, would I not be? Because nature is always growing. Like, trees don't stop, right? They just either grow or they die, but there is no in between. So we humans, sometimes we rationalize, sometimes we're tired, and sometimes we look at so many truths of failure is present in one's life, right? And sometimes what happens is we start looking at those things rather than What did I learn from this? What can I bring to today and then move forward? You know, it's like almost like driving, looking at your rear view mirror rather than looking at where you're going, right? So to me, I think that is the number one reason why people don't pursue, because everybody wants to grow,
right?
Everybody wants more, but they don't always do it. And other times it's programming, it's self-talk, right? And one of the reasons, and I think this is a good way to kind of a coaching thing, is our friends, right? Because we always have friends that makes us comfortable. That's just natural because humans are social animals.
Right.
Then what happens, we start kind of surround ourselves with people like us. And if someone new come in that's like super better or super worse, it's a mismatch and they don't kind of fit. And then there's a resistance towards that. So I think by people being okay with being uncomfortable, they could grow a lot more. And of course, it's the self-talk. I mean, that's just like the programming that they need to take charge of their own life. Like
right,
when
right.
I was in the military, one thing that they taught us, if any of you served in the military, you'll know this. Number one rule of any military personnel is don't be a victim, because now somebody else has to come and rescue you. Right?
Right.
So that always driven me, and I think sometimes what happens, the society, they just, you know, your friends want to hang out with you. So they have a desire for you not to leave.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's just a normal thing.
So, Turk, you've coached a lot of businesses, a lot of individuals, like myself, people who work with me, a lot of businesses, even businesses who are already doing millions of dollars of business, you help them take to 10 or hundreds of millions of dollars. So I wanted to, on this call tonight, we wanted to announce that now with our Inner Circle students, they're going to be able to have you as their own coach. And what we're going to start doing is we're going to start having calls for our Inner Circle members with you the first and third Monday of every month. And they're going to have direct access to you as well. So I'm really excited about this, because this is something that, I mean, we have our goal always is to strive to increase our students' success. Now, we have a tremendous amount of successful students, but let's face it, sometimes people get home and you know, come to my office, or they get home and they get back into a routine and life happens. Everybody's got the same 24 hours in a day, right, Turk?
Yes.
But life happens. And they have goals, they have desires, they have dreams, they have things that they want to do, and they have a why, but they just can't push through. So I'm really excited that you're going to now be helping them, and your sole goal is to help increase our students' success and help them do more deals, make more money, and take their business to the next level. Right, Turk?
That's exactly right.
That's awesome. And I'm fired up about this. I really am.
You guys, yeah, me too. I think your team calls it BRAG, right?
Yeah, our Be Rich and Generous radio show.
Yeah, so that's what we want. We want a ton of people who are super successful. And, of course, success goes more than just money, right? Like we want to cover all part of it, but for investors, especially for investors,
exactly
like your people, these are really, really, think of it like a single soul, single foot soldier, just doing their stuff. So yeah, it's harder for us really to relate to other people. So what I want to create is a really nice, safe environment for people to really come in there and, you know, drink the Kool-Aid and say, hey, you know, I'm having this problem. You know, I'm not able to talk, or I'm not able to do this and whatever, and really help them. And as a result of the core investor being better, everything else becomes better. It just has to. It's the law.
Exactly, exactly. And we're calling this new part of our inner circle the ASAP program, okay?
Nice.
Advanced Success Accountability Program. And you are going to be their ASAP coach. You're going to be coaching them, mentoring them, helping them to take it from bookcase to bank account, to go from shelf help to self-help, and to be able to help them start making money as soon as possible. And I love the name that we came up with, ASAP, Advanced Success Accountability Program, and you're going to help hold them and keep them accountable and push them to the limits and help them reach their goals. And sometimes a good coach, as you know this, Turk, you've done it to me and many other people I know, a good coach knows when to give you a pat on the back or a kick in the butt, and you don't mind doing either one of them.
No, not at all. Yeah, that's a good coach. I am committed to my clients being successful, and that's exactly right. And that's the, you know, like I talked to some of the coaches during my development. Like I had an opportunity to talk to Phil Jackson and some of the other like athletic coach.
Right.
And I go, how do you manage? You know, how do you coach? You know, Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan played in Chicago Bulls. You know what I mean? And
right.
He said the same thing what you're saying. He's like, well, you know, he's a person. Sometimes he needs his ass kicked, and sometimes he needs to be like, yeah, you're Michael Jordan. A good coach has that balance, right?
Right.
It's not for me to be successful. It's for my clients to be successful.
Exactly. Exactly. That's awesome. So I'm really excited about our ASAP program. And guys, listen up. The first call is going to start June 5th, and it's going to be the exact same call-in information that you dialed in for tonight. We set it up that way to make it easy, okay? Your dial-in information is going to be 515-604-9823, and your access code will be 399-220#, and that's it. It'll be the same every first and third Monday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and you're also going to have an email address where you can reach out to Turk in between if you need a pat on the back or a kick in the butt, and his email is going to be very simple. ASAP@LarryGoins.com. ASAP@LarryGoins.com. And it is active right now. We got that set up.
Beautiful. So, and I developed 24 different talks. It's all about the investors and the South. Some of them is about how to change your limiting belief, just to kind of whet everyone's appetite. One of the calls that scheduled for December is about goal setting, you know, coming for the new year.
Right.
We talk about faith and, you know, how to have active faith when you're getting all these rejections. You know, how to learn from the lessons, the time management for 21st century,
right,
and all that. And you already, I'm sure, I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but we want to concentrate on this, on your client's personal development. And then, of course, they can come to you and your team for real estate specific questions. This is for the investor, not
the
act of investing.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And Turk, I know we've got a lot of people on here. They're going to be excited to hear from you and to talk to you. So, guys, here's what I'm going to do. I got a couple more things I want to share with you, but I'm going to unmute the line, and I want you guys to yell and scream and talk to Turk and say, thank you, Turk, for doing this. Everybody, Jim Turk, a big thank you for helping me out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having us.
I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thanks for the ring.
This is awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
Is that great or what?
Yeah, I love it. I want you to record this because, you know, later on, some of these people are going to cry and say, Turk is stressing me out. He's making me do uncomfortable stuff.
He's making me do uncomfortable stuff.
But that's where the growth is.
Turk, I want you to, if you have your agenda handy, I want you to kind of run down a few things in a minute, if you have it handy, but, and I know I'm kind of asking you off the cuff, we didn't talk about this, but if you do happen to have your 24, you know, different thing, agenda handy, that's great, that's a year's worth of stuff, so, I also want you to, you mentioned about, you know, the old turkey's pushing me too far. You mentioned earlier you are a disruptor. I want you to expand on that a little bit and about how you are able to be a disruptor and kind of what that means and how it benefits our students.
Okay, so disruptor in technological terms, in our language, means someone that, you know, puts a stick in a wheel. It changes, like when iPods came, they disrupt the whole music system, right? In the old days, we used to buy CDs, and now we don't. And iPhone or, you know, Apple disrupted the system. So that's what I do. I go in there and really dig in and ask the uncomfortable questions, thanks to being a foreigner. So I can ask dumb questions that annoys people and sometimes get away with. And that's where the growth is. So I help my people really change their own beliefs, but not change it, but to kind of point out that is this still a belief that's serving you, or is this even your belief? Because sometimes we take up on other people's beliefs without even knowing it. And so what happens is when one's beliefs challenged, there's always resistance. People go, oh, that's my belief, right? And so that disrupts the system. And now what happens is it allows the receiver to really kind of say, is this really appropriate, and gives them room to grow. Does that make sense? Did that answer what you were asking for?
Absolutely. It really does. It really does. Turk, do you happen to have, you know, either the 24 session or just some of the topics that you're going to be covering? Because I know you have an agenda. I know you've worked really hard on it. We've been talking about this for a couple of months, putting all this together, and it's starting June 5th. Is the first Monday. It's going to be the first and the third Monday of every month, and they'll also be able to email you, you know, so you'll be able to help them in between times. But do you have, you know, an idea of some of the topics, or maybe the list
I
of
do.
The topics to kind of give them a
Absolutely.
Little bit of insight as to what they can look forward to?
Yep. It's not in the sequence of stuff, but we're going to start with the self. So these are your inside students or inner circle. And so I really would like to build accountability into this, as well as to kind of building up on it, right? And so we're going to start with the self. So kind of helping you really discover what's your strong suit, what's not your, and to kind of see where you are. We're going to talk about success. You know, how do we define success, right? Because it's different for each person. We're going to talk about knowledge. In other words, and one of the things that you say, please, not another book. You know, how many books can you read? How many times can you hear the same thing? Investorship. What does it mean to be an investor? Are you a dealer? I'm not talking about, again, not the mechanics of it, but internally, right? Accountability. Knowing what to do and doing it are not the same thing. We're going to talk about faith. And I don't mean like, oh, you know, I love Jesus kind of faith. And so it's good. But we're talking about what do you do when, you know, shit hits the fan. Right? When nothing, nowhere to turn. How do you go and take that additional step. We're going to talk about rejections. How many rejections, you know, because that's a part of some of these rags to riches, is dealing with how many times can you, you know, be rejected. Honesty, right? It's like, are you really honest with yourself, or is that like a cash register honesty?
Right.
Cash register honesty. Being truly honest. Habits. How do you build habits? How to turn yourself into a robot where things are just happening without me thinking, right? Fears. We're going to talk about our fears because it changes all the time, right? When you're 5 years old, you're afraid of monsters. That's very real to you, and you don't really care about death and being poor. Fast forward 25 years, you're not really afraid of monsters, right? But you're afraid of being poor. So fear is fear. How do we deal with it? Money. We're going to talk about money, how to make more, how to grow it. You know, it's about internal stuff. Vision, having a good vision, goals. Now, you and I kind of joked of this, and I'm going to ask you to be on this call when we're doing the goals. But, you know, the way that I teach it, old school of goal setting is for losers. We have new ways of doing it. We're going to talk about life, death, legacy. Why are you doing all this? Are you just trying to be richest man in graveyard? We're going to talk about your whys.
Whoa, say that again. Are you just trying to be what?
Which one?
The richest man in the graveyard.
Yeah.
The richest woman in the graveyard. Man,
right.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's the purpose, right?
That's right. You know, we're going to talk about obstacles. How many lessons does it take to learn a lesson, right? Time management, that's really important. We're going to talk about hows. We're going to talk about action. We're going to talk about failure. We're going to talk about your branding. What are you going to do with all your money, right? We're going to talk about tools. What tools do you have at your disposal? We're going to talk about the mindset. Not talking about just like, oh, positive thinking. I mean, that's important. But I'm talking about, like when I said turning yourself into a robot, right? And I don't mean that like in a horrible way. But it's like you're a machine that's a positive, you're a machine that you're creating value, you're a machine that, you know, your kids love you, your spouse loves you, like you are who you are, and then you don't have to think, you don't have to act, you don't have to fake it to make it, you are it. Yeah, that's about a year's worth of growth. And just to kind of, and I know you're too humble to mention this, but for those of you on the call, Leah's paying me a lot of money for you guys. So just to kind of put things in perspective, these are not like, I'm not selling you anything. My selling is done already. Leah done all the selling. Right?
It's bought and paid for by me.
That's right. That's exactly right. So Leah paid for this so he can brag about your success. So he's kind of reinvesting some of the money that you give to him. And one thing that I can't stand, people who waste my time. And so, yeah, I'm the coach, but I'm not going to go dribble for you. I'm actually going to help you, but I'm also going to keep you accountable. We are going to build accountability on this. So if you're not trying to grow your business, if you're not trying to grow yourself, if you're not trying to really, you know, just, let's just say this just for the argument, because so we're on the same page. If you just want to go past Leah and say, yeah, Leah was helpful, but, you know, I'm bigger or I'm better, and I'm not saying better in an egotistical way, right? But, yeah, then these are the calls that you want to come for. But if you're, you know, if big, rapid growth, fast results, is ASAP results, right, is not the goal, then these calls are going to suck. So you can just save yourself a couple hours a month and not get on. But if you want to grow yourself and as a result your business, yeah, you don't want to miss those. I mean, these are going to be really, really powerful stuff.
That's huge, man. That's huge. I love it. Now, guys, this is for inner circle people only. Do not, I repeat, do not share the call-in information with anyone, okay? Do not. It's for inner circle members only, all right? And it's going to be the first and the third Monday of every month starting June 2017. And the call-in number is 515-604-9823. And your access code is 39923. pound. Now, I've bought and paid for this for you, and listen, believe me when I say Turk is not cheap, but you get what you pay for. Okay? Am I right, Turk?
You're right, Larry.
But you get what you pay for. Guys, I don't care if you're trying to struggle to get started in real estate or getting to the next level, or maybe there's family things, or maybe you're trying to balance family and work and business and other things, you know, spiritual, physical, financial, business, family. There's a lot of things in there. So it's bought and paid for, and I don't want you guys to take this lightly. Be on these calls. Program it in your phone right now and put the phone number in there and set a calendar reminder the first and third Monday of the month. And you have me for the biweekly Q&A calls the second and fourth Monday. The only Monday you're not going to have a call as an Inner Circle student is a fifth Monday. That's the only Monday you don't have a call is when there's five Mondays in the month. Okay? So the only thing I cannot do is Turk and I cannot make you be on these calls. You have to do it. You have to commit to it. And you have to make an effort to be on them. That's the only thing we can't do. We can't make you be on these calls. But I will promise you this. This is a Larry Goins guarantee. If you will get on these calls, if you'll be consistent, if you will listen to Turk, he will help you be a better person, a better investor, and a more successful business person. And that's a Larry Goins guarantee because he knows what he's doing. I've seen it. He's helped me. He's helped my team personally. I've known this guy for 13 or 14 years, and it blows me away. And I thought I read a lot of books. When I say I read a book a week, this guy blows me away. It's what are you doing now? How many books? You reading at a time?
Yeah, I don't know, Larry. I don't. I'm looking at four books.
That's awesome. That's
those
awesome.
Are all covered. What, yeah, I haven't jumped into Audible yet because I like to turn pages, but you know,
so,
I spend 2 hours reading every day. I don't buy
that. That's huge. I do audiobooks, Audible. But guys,
Yeah. Listen,
be on the calls. Whatever you do, make sure put it on your phone, put it on your calendar, do whatever it is you got to do. Okay. And be on these calls, and you will be more successful. Turk, what kind of parting words do you have for my Inner Circle students?
Well, you said everything there. Really, it's the sales job of being successful is not for Larry to make. You've already raised your hand. You already said, Larry, help me out, right? And that's you. Not just that, but you're not just some people. You've actually our Inner Circle, so you invested in it. You are investors. I've been an investor. I've done some of the stuff, and I've done real estate. I lost homes. I turned the keys for foreclosure. So I understand what you guys are doing. So this is not some sort of lip service. Again, there's no sales. I'm not going to sell you any product. It's not something that I work with very select set of clients, and like I said, I mean, Larry Rise, and he paid, and he said, hey, I want you to do this, and we're going to do it. But like what he's saying, what he always says, it's not a babysitting service. You know, if you look at your pants and skirts there, I'm sure those are all big boy pants and big girl pants, and you can do it, and you already want to do it, and there's this opportunity, you know, if you take it, I'll give you my all. That's one thing that when you look around, when you talk to people that I work with, whether it's the real estate or when I do coaching, or when you talk to my customers from the companies that I run, and that's one thing that they always say, Turk will give you 100% every time. You know, that's my pride. And I'll give you everything I have. And I'm telling you, I spend a long, many, many years developing these things. So I can help, for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Turk, thank you so much for those parting words.